This program paid for by Joel Rabin.
Spend a little bit of time on AM 1400 KWON with Marblefield resident Joel Rabin. And Joel is presenting a Vote No campaign against the Price Tower Park proposal that's up in the upcoming city bond election March 6th. If you are a registered voter, the deadline already for voter registration has passed. But if you are a registered voter, I will ask you to please go vote on this issue. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me come in.
And Joel, just to start, give us an overview, first of all, of why you are here this morning and what you're asking voters for.
Basically, what's being called the Tower Green Project or the Price Tower Green Project, I'm referring to it as the Price Tower Park Project.
And because that is one of several questions on the ballot.
And actually, it's not a
question.
It's not
per
one
se.
Of the major resolutions in
right.
there. It is that's one of the issues. It's buried in the Parks and Recreation proposal, which I think is Resolution 2, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't have it in front of me. I'll accept whatever
you
say.
I think it is. Yeah. The reason why I'm saying it's a Price Tower Park project is because it's really a full-blown park, and it's not just simply a green space, to say the least. And it's buried so far in the Parks and Recreation overall vote that people probably don't realize what it is. So let me talk a bit about the current situation and how I see it. And then we can move back historically. Also, we may not cover everything I've got here. It's okay. It'll be dealt with over time.
I will say you do have a Facebook page that people can go to for more information.
Yes. In fact, having said that, if for more information on this over the next 3 weeks or so, you can go to our Facebook page, Vote No on the Price Tower Project, and there will be lots of things in there, as I'll explain in a little bit. Current situation. I think a lot of people think that life is about priorities, and that includes city bond votes. The building of what we consider to be an unnecessary Price Tower Park is not a top priority for our city's historic downtown business district. Completion of the landscaping there is. Number two, business and property owners in the historic downtown business district, I contend, and I think other people will contend, would rather have the downtown landscaping completed than have a new Price Tower Park that would likely do little to help the downtown business district. Number three, under current stuff, I repeatedly offered $10,000 of my own money to the city council last year to fund an independent study of business and property owners in the downtown business district to find out their preferences. The council refused to even discuss the offer. And now it becomes a little more uncomfortable because let me define bait and switch. It's defined by the dictionary as, quote, the action, generally illegal, of advertising goods that are an apparent bargain with the intention of substituting inferior or more expensive goods. I claim the council's done a bait and switch scheme where they totally deceived and double-crossed the public about voting on the proposed Park Tower project. What the council agreed to at its untelevised work sessions, based on a recommendation by Councilman Callahan, who had resigned from the council, was completely reversed by the council at its next televised council meeting in December of 2017, just a month or two ago. Now, for some long-term history, for more than 5 years, the Bartlesville City Council has been actively misleading the public and undermining efforts to complete the needed landscaping in the downtown business district, an area that is considered to be by many people, including me, the heart of the city. I'd like to now go into more detail about each of these issues. If there's not enough time to discuss it all, well, the public and the voters will be able to see and hear it in other media sources over the next few weeks. These media sources will include billboards, Cable One TV ads, yard signs, this interview, the radio's website, and even the radio's Yellow Page Sunrise Reporter. And we've already mentioned our Facebook page, Vote No on the Price Tower Project. Charlie, questions?
Well, first of all, there are minutes of these meetings, whether they were a work session or whether business was actually transacted.
Right.
People can consult those minutes.
They can't consult the minutes. I'll take this a little bit out of order. Let me see. Oh, well, actually, it's in order. It's my second point here of, I've titled this, What Happens in Work Sessions Stays in Work Sessions. That's supposed to be funny, but not always. And when I said, so here's what happened during the city's council's two non-televised work sessions in the small meeting room next to the council chambers on November 20th and 27th, 2017, a few short months ago. And here's the point. Charlie, you're absolutely correct. It's in minutes, but everything is not necessarily in minutes. And that's, I'm not criticizing anybody.
But that's normal procedure.
Absolutely. You simply don't capture every single thing that's done. Fortunately, I was there to video all of this, and it did capture all. I videoed these entire sessions. There were two sessions. And the public will be able to see, and I mean see, what really happened in a number of media sources there over the next few weeks. Let me stop there. You wanted to ask more questions?
No, I'm also trying to keep an eye to the clock and keep as much of what you want to talk about possible. But yep. Again, you're contending that Councilman Callahan did have your word issue with the priorities and the way the package was put together.
Right. Yes. So in relation to that, Councilman Callahan stated that he knew there were people who had issues with the Price Tower Park proposal. And again, I videoed this, and people are going to see it. And he thought it would be a good idea to give voters the option to vote separately on the bond proposal. Now, Councilman Curd responded that he really didn't know if that was necessary because he said everybody he knew supported the Price Tower Park proposal. Very interesting.
Well, I think common sense from my point of view would say there is no proposal so agreeable that everyone will support anything.
That's, I would agree with you. And given Councilman Callahan's comments, Councilman Curd's comments were a little bit, shall we say, inconsistent.
Although it does depend on who you talk to.
That is correct. That's correct. So Councilman Callahan really wasn't diverted from his position by either Councilman Curd or other members of the council. And Councilman Callahan finally asked the city administration if it would be possible, I guess legal, to break out the Tower Green Park proposal separately in the upcoming March 6th bond vote. The answer was yes, it could be broken out separately. Mm-hmm. And after much discussion, sometimes contentious, the city council finally agreed that the Price Tower Park proposal would appear as a separate vote on the bond vote ballot. What's also important here is these were the last city council meetings for Councilman Callahan, since he had resigned from the council because he had taken a new job out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My next topic is entitled The City Council's Double Dealing and Double Cross on the Price Tower Park Project. And admittedly, that's not very kind. I'm going to leave it up to the public and the voters to decide when they see this, whether in fact it is that harsh. Here comes the really good stuff with a classic bait and switch scheme by the City Council after the non-televised work sessions. At the very first televised City Council meeting in December 2017, after Councilman Callahan was no longer there. Again, I got all of this with a video camera that the public will be able to see over the next few weeks before the city's March 6th vote. You have a question, I can tell.
I just want to interject a question here, and I think it, in one sense, will help you clarify for the listeners.
Sure.
Anytime you are putting a proposal for consideration, whether it's to voters, to a board meeting, to whatever, it depends on how minutely you want to break down the components of that proposal, all or one, two choices, five choices, 20 choices, 100 choices.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I'm just going back to my knowledge of quite a few business and property owners in the downtown business district who did have a preference for finishing the landscaping as opposed to the money being used for this new park project with amphitheater and all this good stuff. And they want, I mean, the logic would be, as Dr. Callahan suggested, that it be give the public and the voters a chance to look at it separately rather than combining it with new baseball quads. it's a very different issue.
There are, I believe, dollars in this proposal for landscaping. Probably not what some people would ask for, but there are dollars in this proposal.
Yes. And you're helping me clarify an issue that wasn't in all these notes, and it's worth taking the time. Well, actually, it's a little bit later on, but let's do it now. In 2008, Bartlesville voters approved a capital improvement project, a special project, landscape project, for 2nd Street and Dewey Avenue 10 years ago. And the council is just now getting to dealing with it and putting out the bids for it to do the 2nd Avenue and Dewey Avenue project. Now, I own commercial property on 2nd Street, so it's like, well, thank you, City Council. That's great. Finally, 10 years later. But it's not the entire business district. You still have the rest of the downtown business district. Many people feel doesn't look too good, and it's not attractive to people coming down to the downtown, that needed to be dealt with on a priority basis. And again, I come back. I think it's about, I'm a planner. I think so are you. It's about priorities. And it's not just planning. It's life. It's about priorities. What do you do first?
Now, let's get back to the term that you use of double dealing, bait and switch. Mm-hmm. It's an advertising term, as you said.
Mm-hmm. And as I say here, I'm looking at it, to make a long story short, all of a sudden, what Councilman Callahan had recommended in the council previous work sessions about having a separate vote for the Price Tower Park proposal no longer existed. It disappeared at the first televised meeting of the city council after he had left. And for that matter, looks like Councilman Callahan disappeared from the council image or memory. They, as far as I remember, and I looked through the video, didn't once mention Dr. Callahan's name, let alone what he recommended and let alone what they agreed to. Instead, the members of the council, with the sole exception of Mayor Copeland, gave the most ridiculous reasons why the Price Tower Park proposal should be buried in the overall Parks and Recreation bond vote. Basically, the council members said it was a good idea to bury the almost $2 million Price Tower Park proposal in the overall $8 million Parks and Recreation vote because, now get this, because it was a good idea. I was just reviewing the video this morning. Well, it's a good idea to do this, and it's good for voters to do it, but no real reasons, and they never addressed what went on in the work sessions.
Do you disagree that it is a good idea?
Help me out. I'm getting lost. Which is a good idea?
The Tower Green proposal overall.
It's very nice. That's nice. I mean, it's very nice. I personally have been fighting for 5 years against the city council, one, to get that 2nd Street and Dewey Avenue project done from 10 years ago, let alone the rest of it. So again, I'm a planner. I come back to priorities. What's more important, and I'm concerned about the downtown business district, which is still struggling for people who are watching it. We've got vacancies and just there are various difficulties. We've got a magnificent community center, gorgeous, world-class community center. We have now Mr. Ambler Concert Hall in the OK Mozart building. And we have Mr. Ambler as the executive director of Price Tower.
Actually, I'll correct you. That was his father that donated the funds
His father
for the hall.
Did, right. I should have said the families, maybe, yeah. Perhaps. Thank you. Yes, that's correct. I'm sure, though, he would not dissociate himself from it.
Granted.
Correct.
In full disclosure.
And you will do that, and that's fine. And we're talking about a whole culture center with amphitheater, and everything's going to be done with art classes and meetings and parties and all this. Is that now? I'm more interested in the downtown business district, which is struggling. They need to look better.
Looking at the clock, Joel.
Yeah,
you have a history of vote no projects. This is not your first.
No, it's not.
And I think the community occasionally will beg the question, what are you for?
I am for completing the downtown landscaping. Thank you. I thank you for clarifying that. This is a case where I believe the first priority for the downtown business district is completion of the landscaping, which looks ugly and does not encourage people to come down and look at nice things, as opposed to something that is of a lesser priority. And we've been dealing with this issue for more than 5 years, as opposed to the Price Tower Park, which is pretty recent.
That's our time, Joel.
Thank you, Charlie.
And again, you have a Facebook page.
Yes.
And given time, it's possible we can get together again.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Our time with Joel Rabin on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.
This program paid for by Joel Rabin.